Manu Patra alerts dated the 7th of November 2019. Supreme Court has dismissed the petition against the death sentence of a man convicted of horribly gang-raping a 10-year-old girl before murdering her along with her little brother in Tamil Nadu's Coimbatore in 2010. The court said that the man does not deserve mercy. Supreme Court has said that, can you permit people to die like this and make it fait accompli while blasting the governments of Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh for failing to prevent severe air pollution in Delhi, NCR on account of stubble burning? The court further said that, can you permit to go back by 100 years? It will be total chaos and total failure of the government machinery in the country. Supreme Court has set aside the Madras High Court judgment which ruled that the entire forest area in Alagar Hills belongs to the deity of Arulmigu Kallalagar Thirukoil Alagar Koil. The court further observed that presumption of lost grant cannot be applied when there is no evidence of continuous possession under an assertion of title. Supreme Court has granted interim bail to director of Grand Venice Mall in Greater Noida in a case pertaining to complaints by some allottees of shops and directed him to deposit 50 crore rupees as a precondition for the relief. Supreme Court has held that the provisions of Section 5 of the Limitation Act, 1963 are applicable on High Court while exercising revisional power since there is no express exclusion of the Limitation Act by the provisions of Himachal Pradesh Value Added Tax Act, 2005. Supreme Court has asked the Centre and 9 states to file a status report on filling up of vacancies in the Central and State Information Commissions in compliance with its earlier orders. The court gave the directions after RTI activist Sanjali Bhardwaj and others submitted that the earlier top court orders have not been complied with. Top court has refused to reopen its two earlier rulings which created and institutionalized the collegium system of appointing judges to superior courts. A 9-judge bench has issued an order to this effect. Karnataka High Court has stayed the order of National Company Law Tribunal which had initiated solvency proceedings against Flipkart. The company had approached the Karnataka High Court after NCLT initiated insolvency proceedings against the Walmart-owned company for defaulting on 18 crore rupee payment to one of its suppliers. Bombay High Court has rejected a plea by Adani Properties seeking interim relief to restrain Bidvest from selling its stake in Mumbai International Airport to third parties, including the GVK Group. The move comes a day before the Adani Group's share purchase agreement for Bidvest's 13.5% stake in MIAL lapses. Delhi High Court has dismissed the review petition filed by Delhi Police seeking clarification on its earlier order which said no coercive action be taken against advocates should not be applicable on the subsequent incidents. It upheld status quo in the matter, meaning that the bar on coercive action against lawyers involved in the clash with cops at Tis Hazari Court Complex will continue till the judicial inquiry constituted by the court concludes. Delhi High Court has sought response of the Centre on a plea seeking legalization of cannabis. The petitioner has challenged provisions of the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985 which prohibit the use of cannabis alleging that the drug has medicinal and industrial benefits and its use has been legalized in various Western nations. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government to reconsider its decision to cancel the birth anniversary celebrations of Tipu Sultan, the controversial 18th century ruler of the erstwhile Mysore Kingdom, but declined to stay the order. The court issued the order while hearing a public interest litigation challenging the government's decision to cancel the 10th of November Tipu Jayanti celebrations as a state event. Delhi High Court has issued notice on a plea challenging the University Grants Commission policy of declaring only 6% of those candidates national eligibility test qualified who appear in both the papers and obtain minimum qualifying marks in aggregate of both the papers. Delhi High Court has ruled that seeking permission from employer to travel to one country due to medical exigencies but going to different countries instead amounts to misconduct and disciplinary action may be initiated against such person. Kerala High Court has noted that it is not necessary for the investigating officer to seek any permission from the court to conduct further investigation. The court also observed that there is no restriction on the power of the investigating officer to conduct further investigation after the commencement of the trial in the case. Bombay High Court, BHC, has ruled that 10 years after the decree of divorce has been passed, wife is entitled to reliefs under the Protection of Women from Domestic Violence Act, 2005, DV Act, if she continued to cohabit with her husband, ex. Post-divorce. National Green Tribunal has slammed the Environment Ministry, MOEF, for the delay in issuing a notification to ban RO purifiers where total dissolved solids in water are below 500 mg per litre and warned the officer concerned of stopping his salary. The tribunal said that the delay in compliance of its order is causing harm to public health and environment. Local court in Haryana's Panchkula has granted bail to Honi Preetinson, the adopted daughter of Dera Sachasa Uda Chief Gurmeet Ram Rahim in 2017 Panchkula violence case. The bail was granted on surety bond of Rs 1 lakh each. Sessions Court in Pune has rejected the bail pleas of sex accused for allegedly giving inflammatory speeches that sparked violence in Koregaon, Bhim in January last year. Rona Wilson, Shoma Sen, Surendra Gadling, Mahesh Raut, Varumada Rao and Sudhir Dhavle had filed the bail applications, arguing that the police had not produced any substantial evidence against them. United Kingdom Court has yet again rejected a bail plea of the fugitive diamond merchant despite an offer of an unprecedented bail package, which included £4 million in security as well as house arrest akin to those imposed on terrorist suspects. Special Court of the Enforcement Directorate in Panchkula has granted regular bail to former Haryana Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda and senior Congress leader Motilal Vora in connection with the Associated Journals Limited, AJL, plot allotment case.